Jim, I'm reporting live from the 37th annual Warlockageddon, the third most popular science fiction and fantasy convention in North America. Turns out comic books aren't just for kids anymore. And this reporter took a little trip to this world of pustelized man-children to uncover the secret identities of some would-be local heroes. First up is this gentleman, Mr. Walt Carnage.
That's Carnage.
Carnage.
No, it's Carnage. My parents changed it when they came to this country, and then they changed it again. And now it's Carnage.
Uh-huh. And you're here to see Spider-Man.
What? Hell no. I can't stand this neo-corporate bourgeois populist claptrap. I'm an artist.
Really? What kind of art do you make?
Oh, I haven't finished anything. A real artist doesn't do art. He feels art.
Why are you here?
It's ironic.
Moving on. You, sir. You're dressed as a panther?
I'm Manimal.
I'm Manimal.
And you're dressed as some kind of turkey?
It's a hawk.
Oh.
Gary, I specifically told you on Manimal that I was coming to this con in costume.
I'm sorry, what is Manimal?
Only the number 2 Manimal website in the world.
And once we take over cut to the JonathanChase.com, we'll be number 1.
Yeah, I came here for Black Hole merchandise and personnel, only to find it criminally underrepresented. Where will all the Black Holigans like myself go?
I'm just here for the Siffy panel on Croctopus versus Martika.
I remember I said to George, the fans are gonna want to see the original Boba Fett and the role he made great. You don't need any of this clone shit, you need me. 100% actual Fett! And he looked at me, and when George Lucas looks at you, man, he really looks at you, and he says to me, he says, "Who are you?" And I said, "George, we can make this movie. You and me, George." And his security team tased me for 45 minutes.
Where the hell's all the Ghost Dad stuff?
Hi, I'm a podcaster, a Canadian subject, and the resident media expert on Captain Canuck. Did you know that Captain Canuck has the same powers as Captain America, only 45% more polite, and he solves his problems through prayer?
I'm Jesus H. Christ. I haven't done anything new for a while. I'm just here with my usual entourage of hot Asian chicks. Just chillin', no big deal.
I'm Dr. Frankenstein. No, I'm not in a costume. I'm the actual doctor. I'm looking for a human penis.
Sir, we can't talk about those kinds of horrible sex acts on television.
What? Ew! No, don't be gross. I just want to staple it to a corpse. You're yucky. Go.
I was looking for Jesus, but I guess he left.
Seriously? No Cleopatra 2525 merchandise. Nothing. What kind of a rinky-dink, dinky-roo, stinky-poo... Where was I going with this?
That's right, I created Spider-Man, and the Fantastic Four, and the Incredible Hulk.
That's funny, because I created all those guys, and the Silver Surfer. And I regularly beat Jack Kirby liberally about the head and neck with a rubber pipe.
You're a goddamn liar, sir. I hit him with my belt. And I threatened to have Steve Ditko reported to the House Un-American Activities Committee.
Yeah, well, I told John Romita that if he didn't work faster, I'd force-feed him John Romita Jr.
Now, sir, they tell me you're dressed as Hollow Man. Sir? Hello? Balls. Oh, and what are you dressed as?
I'm an amalgam of a number of bear-related characters. Ursa Major from Marvel Comics, Yogi Bear, the Berenstain Bears, Kissy Fur, and of course Smokey.
You're standing uncomfortably close to me.
I skipped lunch. You smell delicious.
Oh, God. Not again.
Thank you.